Bonsoir, France.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A sweeping orchestral creation from composer Ernest Tomlinson, English composer in the light music genre. That was his Cinderella Waltz. And in that recording, Tomlinson led the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, an enchanting start to our noon hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, keeping classical music going as we enter the afternoon hours, with a little music by Johann Sebastian Bach a bit later, for trumpet, cello, and harpsichord, Aria Variata, as well as a performance of a symphony by an early 20th century American composer. We'll hear the Seventh Symphony of Roy Harris, that's a bit later, here in this noon hour on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with me. The London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, they're up next, and they're joined by pianist Vladimir Feltzman in an early concerto from Sergei Prokofiev, written during his student days at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1911. A concerto that had earned him top honors with the Anton Rubinstein Prize at that same institution, Piano Concerto No. 1. With Vladimir Feltzman, the London Symphony, and Michael Tilson Thomas, here on Kansas Public Radio. From Sergei Prokofiev, an early concerto of his, written in 1911, Piano Concerto No. 1 in D-flat major. We heard the London Symphony conductor Michael Tilson Thomas and pianist Vladimir Feltzman on KPR. 12:28 now, and in about 10 minutes' time, we'll have along the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra with an American symphony, the Seventh, by composer Roy Harris. Stay with us for that and much more on the way here on a Tuesday afternoon. Right now on the KU campus, cloudy skies, a little light rain, and about 81 degrees. It'll warm up to about 88 today. For the most part, cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. Looks like a chance of showers for Wednesday morning and afternoon, highs around 89, and a 40% chance of showers for Wednesday night. A little chamber music for you now, from Johann Sebastian Bach, for trumpet, cello, and harpsichord, Aria Variata, in A minor, Aria with Variations, played by trumpeter Alison Balsam, cellist Mark Caudill, and Alastair Ross on harpsichord, next on KPR. Aria Variata, in A minor, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by trumpeter Alison Balsam, cellist Mark Caudill, and Alastair Ross on harpsichord, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 12:38, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House and NPR News possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and become a member today. Thank you for your support. Next on KPR is an American symphony. The music is by composer Roy Harris, a composer born in 1898 in a literal log cabin in Oklahoma before being moved out west to California with his family. He studied at the University of California and, as a composer, was virtually self-taught before taking a few lessons from Arthur Bliss and recommended by Aaron Copland for study in Paris. He came back to form associations with Howard Hanson and the Eastman School of Music in Rochester. What we'll hear is his Seventh Symphony, written in 1951. Conductor Theodore Kushar leads the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1951, Symphony No. 7 by American composer Roy Harris, played there by the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Theodore Kushar. And it is about 1 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us some Mozart. We'll hear one of the piano sonatas, Sonata No. 17 specifically, and in its entirety, the pictures at an exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra has that performance for us in just a little while. Lots of fun things still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us, and hope you can stick around a bit longer. Here, Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m., and your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can bundle and customize their home and auto insurance in one place with the goal of protecting what matters most. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning this hour with some introspective music for cello and orchestra, written by Frederick Delius, an elegy performed by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Conductor Sir Neville Mariner and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber today. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand for some more classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. We have quite a performance awaiting us this hour of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. In just a little while, they'll bring us Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition in its entirety. That and much more still to come for classical music until 3 this afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. Onward with some Mozart and a performance on piano by Philippe Entremont. We'll listen to a piano sonata that Mozart wrote in 1789, apparently for the daughter of the King of Prussia, during Mozart's Berlin tour. Piano Sonata No. 17 in D, next on Kansas Public Radio. A little Mozart for a Tuesday afternoon. Piano Sonata No. 17 in D, performed by pianist Philippe Entremont, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:24. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classics to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, when you become a sustaining member to KPR, it's a great way to recognize that we're here for you day in and day out. And you can be here for KPR in the same way. Support us with an ongoing monthly gift, and then feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. On the KU campus, it's 83 degrees, highs today around 88. 20% chance of showers for this evening, lows in the mid-70s. A 20% chance of showers tomorrow as well. We should have a high around 89. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. Now we're ready for our main performance of this hour. From Russian composer Modest Mussorgsky, his undeniable masterpiece, Pictures at an Exhibition, written first in 1874 by Mussorgsky as a series of 10 piano movements that all pay tribute to the artworks of Russian painter and friend Victor Hartmann. The suite subsequently orchestrated is stylized as a tour through an exhibition gallery of Hartmann's works. Here's the Atlanta Symphony led by Yoel Levy on Kansas Public Radio. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, conductor Yoel Levy, and the Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky from 1874 on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. and just about time for NPR News, followed by another hour of classical music, one in which we have another Russian masterpiece, The Tale of the Tsar Sultan, a suite by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, along with music from Respighi, Arnold Bax, and a good deal more, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon.
If your house shop, NPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
Live from NPR News, were injured. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at duck.ai. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning this hour with a pair of mini-suites, two orchestral sketches by English composer Adam Karse, played by the Northern Symphonia of England and conductor David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with a little bit more classical music before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m. Between now and then, the Mobius Ensemble has English chamber music, the Elegiac Trio for flute, viola, and harp by Arnold Bax a little bit later, as well as the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra and a grand orchestral suite from the opera Tale of the Tsar Sultan by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us. Next, we offer a performance of the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Jeffrey Seidman. They've got with them cellist Alexander Bailey, and music on display by Ottorino Respighi, Adagio con Variazione, Adagio with Variations, for cello and orchestra. Next on KPR. From Ottorino Respighi, music for cello and orchestra, Adagio with Variations. A performance by the Philharmonia Orchestra with conductor Jeffrey Seidman and the cellist Alexander Bailey on Kansas Public Radio. 2:25 now, and in about 10 minutes' time, performance of the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra with the suite from the opera The Tale of the Tsar Sultan by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Don Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park, Sunday, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org. And the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 83 degrees and highs today around 88. With mostly cloudy skies, tonight we'll have lows in the mid-70s, cloudy skies, and a slight chance of showers late tonight. 20% chance of showers for Wednesday, tomorrow's high around 89. Next on KPR, some English chamber music, given to us by the Mobius Ensemble. A solemn piece written in 1916 by Arnold Bax. This is the Elegiac Trio for flute, viola, and harp on Kansas Public Radio. The Elegiac Trio for flute, viola, and harp, written in 1916 by Sir Arnold Bax and played today by the Mobius Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Not long to go now until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, catch a little bit more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPRE is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And, of course, always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living skills and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org. We are ready for our main performance. It's of the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor David Zinman, and music from a grand Russian opera from 1900. The music provided by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. This is a suite from The Tale of the Tsar Sultan, which is based on the fairy tale poem by the same name by Alexander Pushkin, which mainly concerns a grand tale of the son of the Tsar coming back to reclaim his birthright as the Tsar after being sent away by scheming relatives. Here's the suite with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and the suite from his opera from 1900, Tale of the Tsar Sultan, with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra led by David Zinman here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m. and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. I'll have more classical music for you tomorrow from noon to 3. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, there's a little bit more classical music for you this evening from 7 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. 20% chance of showers for this evening. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-70s. 20% chance of showers for tomorrow, the high of 89. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to KPR.